Congratulations for your Thomas Paine podcast and FBI pajamas book. Didn't know a dead guy like Thomas Paine could write a book or do a podcast from the grave. And who wants to see FBI in their pajamas anyway? Like seeing Hillary in pajamas, and nobody wants to see that.
Really, man, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, on my horses.
Thomas Paine podcast on a Tuesday, folks, and it is loaded up more so than usual, although the shows are always loaded up. I would expect nothing else when you kick your Monday off in the summer when most of these podcasters are asleep or in another haze or a coma or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter anyhow. They don't tell you the truth, so who gives a shit what they're drinking, what they're smoking, and they certainly are doing both, or at least one of each. When you kick your week off with VM, his triumphant return to the show, which is really turning some heads. Of course, that's the way it is when you tell the truth. But we have one hell of a show for you. I mean, we kept wanting to record early and earlier, early and earlier. And then, boom, before you turn around, something else came in. So here we go. Woo! Man, I just can't even get my breath. fucking wild. Well, you don't have to worry about anybody lying to you here. Of course, CNBC is also now drafting the Thomas Paine podcast for days and for many different occasions, and also on Paine.tv. And just in yesterday's podcast that went out Sunday night, Monday's podcast went out Sunday night, and then lo and behold, Faber on CNBC says, oh, I think maybe like Elon Musk could be locked up for stock fraud. As I said, his Twitter deal is a sham as a cover so he could cash out Tesla stock. That's a big no-no. Doesn't take a genius to figure that out, but it's against many, many federal crimes. So we'll see what happens. But somebody's listening over at CNBC to this show because we're one of the few people that said it for as long as we said it for. And of course, it's just part of many angles we see here with the experience we've had. Listen, that's like chump change. I thought I'd just lead off with that. We're not even going to spend time on that. This is wild. This is a wild Tuesday show, man. Plain and simple. Thanks to VM for coming on here Monday and shaking things the fuck up. Not that we need to shake things up on a news week like this. Perhaps the news week will get more insane. If you believe in full moons and things like that, astrology. You're about to find out. Hunter Biden put the ass in astrology. I'm just saying. On Wednesday night, there's some big ass moon. I think that's what it's called. Although, if you're following the Hunter Biden story, you've seen plenty of big ass moons in the last couple of 12, 14, 18 hours, etc. We told you about this cat on Hotwire. That's the top tier on Paine.tv and the Paine.tv app. We told you. We're going to get into some of the finances. Some of the stuff we previously have talked about ages ago. And you see this pattern play out. So-called media. So-called truth tellers. They're a year or 2 years behind us since CoronaCon started. They're just coming out with stuff that we literally had 2 years. Actually, more than 2 years ago. It would be March of 2020 would now be what? 27 months? 28 months?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I have to shake my head as a journalist with supposedly competing against colleagues and other people who are so-called journalists who are just so bad and so piss poor at what they're supposed to be doing. And of course, it's not as simple as that. In many cases, it is. But these people are paid not to tell you what's going on. Now they get paid again. It's really quite the scheme. Let's get some music. Why not? Midnight Oil? So they get paid to lie to you, not tell you the full truth. And then after it's too late, they get paid to tell you partial truths far too late to help you. It's really a hell of a scam. It's like a two for one. We're out here telling people what the fuck is going on before it even so-called happens. Out here in the desert all by ourselves. But the folks who listen and the folks who pay attention are better for it. Plain and simple. Just a crazy, crazy day. So many things happening here. And of course, like I said, VM, his episode on Monday. Check that out on the Thomas Paine podcast and all the platforms. It is fucking rock and roll, man. What? Somebody say rock and roll? Yeah. I think we're going to break some national news on here tonight. What else is new? Before we get to that, man, I know people want my take on Hunter Biden. We have some inside intel. I'll do an analysis on that. Of course, you know, I spent almost 10 years at Citi, so I knew a few things about banking. I spent time working for the Secret Service, FBI, everybody and their fucking mom. Playing a wet nurse to these so-called feds. People ask, what is the best operation you've worked with? And I say DEA. It is. It was. It was the best operation. We'll probably get the least amount of notoriety compared to a lot of these other federal agencies. Yes, there are dopes in every agency, but for the most part. You know, I ran with DEA guys, too, when we were younger. When I was a reporter. And I got great friends. One of my best friends of all time, still in the administration, so to speak, and wrapping it up, like a lot of the other guys I ran with, who used to be under the tutelage of John Moynihan. Small world. Not even Moynihan had me figured out. It's a funny story, actually. Moynihan, when we were setting up the interview for Moynihan and Doyle, Moynihan called me. And I was at the home of a DEA agent. So I saw it was his number, and I handed the phone to the agent. And the agent answered the phone, and the agent used to work for Moynihan. And they started talking. He's like, how did I get you on the phone? I didn't even say anything. He's like, what are you talking about? You called me. And Moynihan was like, what? I didn't call you. Then he told him, he's over at my house. We've been friends for 30 fucking years. It's hard to pull one over on Moynihan. And Doyle. So a point more. I know Doyle and Moynihan, they listen, and they got family listening. I pulled one over on those cats. That's not easy to do. Some of the fun we have back in the day. But DEA, by far, I think, the most skilled. As far as being streetwise and operating proficiently and etc. You guys know who the worst is. I wrote a book about it. We have to get into many different things along those lines. The Secret Service. Don't forget, with all these Hunter Biden videos that are coming out, the Secret Service is never far away. They know everything that's going on in many of these cases. Especially since Biden's been president, even when he was vice president. So where was the Secret Service? Boy, I don't know. Jeez. Should we talk about the lousy federal agencies when it comes to law enforcement? Oh, I think we are. Well, we're going to rock and roll here, so I'm just going to put on a little Freddie King, like you would back in the day if you're trying to make your way with the ladies. Of course, that still applies today, at least where I come from. Put on a little Freddie King back in the day, and I don't have to worry about switching back and forth to different songs, etc. And we, so far since we've started this podcast, basically right when 2020 the 2019-2020 ball dropped is basically when we started this. And so we talk about Freddie King. We've been the king of breaking news on podcasts as far as I'm concerned. So many stories we've broken. I think we're going to break another one tonight. We'll get to that. But so we'll play some Freddie King at the end of the show. We'll play some B.B. King. We'll play some Albert King. And we'll go with that. A wild day. Let's... Before we get to some plugs, let's throw you guys some red meat, of course. Let's take a trek back to 2009. One of your favorite folks, I say that facetiously, of course. Bill and Melinda Gates, what were they up to in 2009? The same folks who have become the the guardian angel, so to speak, of healthcare in this country and vaccines worldwide, healthcare worldwide, actually, a sham in itself. Well, let's give you some. We've talked about many times the scams they ran, the global schemes, the global scams. And we, of course, if you ever want to listen to some real intel, listen to that first interview we did with Moynihan and Doyle, and you'll, Jesus, you wonder why these people aren't locked up. No, you don't have to wonder because you listen to this podcast, because we tell you why they're not locked up, because they're all fucking in on it together. But let's hearken back a few years, if you will. Not too long ago, right? It just seemed like it was yesterday. Let's go to the videotape.
Welcome back. Were several Indian tribal girls used as guinea pigs? The report alleges that two American pharma giants' untested vaccine was administered to thousands of tribal girls without proper study and paperwork.
India was among the hardest hit after Bollywood celebrities were incentivized by the Gates Foundation to urge the public to submit to mass vaccinations. In 2009, tribal children were administered the HPV vaccine. Over 24,000 girls were told they were being given wellness shots, in many cases without the informed consent of a parent or a guardian.
The people that were administering these vaccines lied to the guardians of these girls and told the girls, oh, this is going to cure cancer, you're never going to have cancer. And these girls became severely injured. Some of them developed seizures, some of them developed cancer. And seven girls died, and there was no insurance, there was no assistance for them, and the Gates Foundation denied that it had been clinical trials. And it was so bad that the parliament in India created a task force, they studied it, and they kicked out the Gates Foundation.
But India is a barbaric country. Things happen here in a very barbaric way. But I was surprised to find an American organization operating in broad daylight, doing things in a very, very, let's say, Indian fashion. And so the route I took was that I want the whole procedure to be investigated. The Indian Parliament formed a committee, and it was to me a rather surprising move, because you generally don't often have such a high-level inquiry into matters affecting poor people. And that was such an extraordinary report. I don't think Indian Parliament has ever come out with such a scathing report. And the government officials came up and said, we shouldn't have authorized this. We're sorry. We're not going to allow them again. And now they're back doing their same old tricks.
Nothing to see here, folks. The same people who are in charge of them. The global population, vaccines, and your welfare. Your welfare. I've sold you out upside down and sideways with the help of the media. With the fucking help of the media. But don't worry. I was going to save this for later, but this dovetails perfectly with what we're talking about. Let me get it. How long have we told you about these scams since they started, right? March 2020, April 2020. We just played one of our episodes from March 2020 over the weekend. People said to me, holy shit, I listened to this episode. It didn't quite fit in 2022. When was this? Because you're talking about a lot of things that have already happened, and you're talking that they might happen. I said, oh, this was from March 2020. It says it in the fucking title. Can you read? Fuck's the matter with you people? I said, holy shit. You guys called it? Yeah, we did call it. And when they rolled it, actually, we knew that this was going to be a scheme. When I say we, Marie Albanese, VM, etc. We knew this was going to be a scheme when they rolled it out, that vaccines would be a play and the vaccines probably wouldn't work. And we said that in March, April 2020. Now, people get tired of hearing me say it. I get tired of fucking saying it. I get tired of saying it, but you got to point it out. When the jabs came out, we said, stay the fuck away from these things. Until we can figure out what's in them. Well, you still don't know what's in them. And you see what they've done. You see what a scheme it's been for two fucking years on here plus. 2.5 years now. We've been telling you this is a scheme. I've been tracking fucking schemes 37 years now, 38. I don't fucking remember. 30. Who cares? I've been doing it that long. You understand angles. You understand fraud. You understand fraudsters, criminals, schemes, cartels, etc. You see every angle. Saw every angle back then. Don't worry. Tucker Carlson has it covered now. Carlson says COVID, quote, more than an overhyped public health emergency, may have been the greatest crime in history.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Another asshole that's late to the party by two. Of course, he wasn't allowed to tell you this. Probably for a number of reasons. His handlers, his dad was one of the fucking creators of the deep state. Anyway, gang, nothing to see here. Keep watching, Tucker. Might not be allowed to to tell you that on behalf of his family heritage and legacy. Certainly on behalf of Fox, he wasn't allowed to tell you that. Fox, who derives the majority, three-quarters of its operating budget from pharmaceutical ads, but nothing to see here, folks. It doesn't take a genius to figure out this was a scheme. Tucker was late to the party time and time and time again, but why? Oh, because I told you why. These guys blowing with their fucking Ricola horn after everybody's already taken the jabs and they start saying, hey, I think these things are dangerous. Well, people are three jabs in by the time you fucking got to. At least two jabs in. It's too late. They're fucked. The greatest crime in history? How many times have I said this is the biggest scam in your lifetime? But you keep listening to these fucking Johnny-come-latelys who are paid to fuck you over time and time and time. If you listen to these guys, I guarantee you, if that's the only station you listen to, if the only station you listen to are Fox, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, you're going to get fucked. Actually, you already are, because I know a lot of my friends listen to Fox. And they were promoting the fucking vaccines, including Hannity. So now they're against it? They were before they were against it. Is that what it is? It's fucking comical. And I look at all these people on the Daily Wire, too. You know, the new big push. They're hiring everybody and their mom. And they're coming out and saying the same thing now. Where the fuck were you guys when the chips were down? When people were on the fence about getting their jabs? That's when people needed the truth. Not now. It's too fucking late. It's too late. Plain and simple. People have made up their minds. The people who have gotten the jabs, for the most part, are going to take their kids to get the jabs. There was a time, like anything, there was a time that you had, a window that you had, that we all had, to tell people this. We did our part as journalists. We did our part as human fucking beings to tell people, hey, slow down, man. Nobody's saying you can't get this down the road if it proves to be beneficial, but why don't you just wait to see if it actually proves to be beneficial, not detrimental? Oh, well, they didn't wait because everybody in the fucking media was in on it. Plain and simple. And now these guys are saying stuff we said 2 years ago. They're 2 years behind us. You know how frustrating that is? To see these massive platforms mislead people? That's all you can label it. Misleading people. It's one of two reasons, and neither of them are good. If you're in the broadcasting business, if you're in the journalism business, which to me means you tell people things they don't know before anybody else tells them. Which they have failed that tenet time and time again. Where were you guys? You have massive platforms. You could have reached a lot of people. You could have saved a lot of fucking lives. We hear from people who thank us for telling them and putting our neck on the fucking line like a Thanksgiving turkey on the chopping block. It's a goddamn testament to these folks who listen to us on Payne.tv, the Payne.tv app, and on the Thomas Payne podcast that they, in fact, had our backs. And kept coming back and listening. Otherwise, we would have been run out of town on a rail. Even Twitter knows we get shit right all the time. They can't fucking whack us. These fucking guys are always right. 6 years fucking running since I came back into journalism. I find it completely baffling that these guys are coming out with stuff that we said years ago. And it's getting traction. I mean, we talk about how many stupid people there are in this country. How many fucking stupid people? I mean, at one point I had it pegged at 90%. I think I'm back to 95, 98%. We're happy to hang out with the 1 or 2%, believe me, and talk to them. We've already relegated ourselves to realizing we can't save nearly as many people as we wanted to, and now it's not about that. It's about reaching the people that are ready to listen, want to learn, and I'm the same way. I want to learn. I want to listen. I want to expand my intellectual horizons. I don't know everything. Most dangerous motherfucker you can deal with out here, family member, friend, etc., is somebody who thinks they know everything and everyone and all the angles and etc., and they're not willing to learn. They don't have an open mind. Run the fuck away like Forrest motherfucking Gump from those people. I don't care if they're your brother, your sister. Run away. Run away. But smart people understand this. Get your jab here. You hear we opened the show with recently, our montage of lying criminals. And they're real good on variants. Oh, we'll see how good they were on variants, Fauci, as the show goes on. Stick around. We'll see how fucking good they were on variants. One of the reasons we're recording late is because something came in late and I went to work on it. We went to work on it like dogs. Fucking hungry dogs. But don't worry, the United Nations says, I think the Young Bucks might have something on this tonight. I haven't looked at what they did, but they talked about it today. In a previous tweet, around the same time of that Indian broadcast about the Gates Foundation, the United Nations tweeted out, they've since deleted the tweet,